The governor says he's giving up the emergency authority that gave him the power to close schools and businesses, require masks and social distancing, and regulate how many people could gather at one time, even in private homes.
The emergency is over. The state of emergency that I had declared in consultation with Commissioner Zucker, a health emergency, it expires tomorrow. It will not be renewed. It will punctuate the expiration of the emergency that we have been in.
Cuomo's wide-ranging powers became controversial in recent months as the governor faces a number of scandals, including sexual harassment allegations and the accuracy of nursing home death numbers during the pandemic. The Democratic-led legislature in early March moved to curb some of those powers. Republican lawmakers have argued for months that the emergency authority was no longer needed and should end. In a statement, Republican legislative leaders called the news welcome but long overdue. While many of the governor's emergency rules were unpopular, one that was well received, the ability of bars and restaurants to offer takeout alcoholic beverages, also expires on Thursday. Bills in the legislature to extend the rule or make it permanent failed. Restrictions do still remain in effect for the more than 45% of New Yorkers who are not yet fully vaccinated. They still have to wear masks in public and social distance. Face coverings are still required regardless of vaccination status in healthcare settings, including nursing homes as well as prisons and homeless shelters and on public transit. The governor's announcement comes as the positivity rate for the virus at 0.36% statewide dropped for the 79th day in a row. 474 New Yorkers remain in the hospital and 6 died of the disease. Vaccination rates have stagnated. On June 15th, Cuomo announced that 70% of New Yorkers had received at least one dose of the vaccine. On Tuesday, that rate was 71.2%. 52.3% of New Yorkers are fully vaccinated, below the numbers needed to reach herd immunity. The governor says efforts are now focused on getting younger people vaccinated. He says a weekly college scholarship giveaway, which continues for one more week, has resulted in tens of thousands of more teenagers getting vaccinated. And he says his administration will continue to monitor the disease.
We're still watching COVID. It would be irresponsible and reckless not to be wary and vigilant about COVID. There are new variants. The Delta variant they're watching now spreads much more quickly than the original virus code.
The governor says post-pandemic challenges include rebuilding the economy. There's a worker shortage in the service industry, including restaurants and other businesses needed to help welcome back tourists. And the state's cities are experiencing growing gun violence. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.